Bronson puts it all together. Communication is the key, and things to be truly thankful for. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Success in sports is truly a chemistry or a cooking lesson. In both, you have to find the right ingredients and find them in the right quantity to get a winning mixture. The Bronson High School volleyball team found that combination in powering its way to a three-set victory over defending champion Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central in the Class C girls volleyball final Saturday at Battle Creek. It was a group of seniors and freshmen that gave the Vikings the title, paced by All-State center Alexa Rakowski, who told the MHSAA second half a lot of effort went into that mix.
It was just leaving my senior year, it's a great feeling knowing that this is a state title. Working together and just building with one another, and all summer this is what we look forward to, and playing throughout the season, we know we're number one, all this, we were ranked first, but that really doesn't, rankings didn't mean it. It all came down to the state title and how you performed then, and I think we performed to our ability and we played very well.
Other volleyball champions last weekend were Novi in Class A, Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard in Class B, and Leland in Class D. You can read all about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Powers North Central quarterback Jason Wittens, who completed 9 of 14 passes for 217 yards and 2 touchdowns and ran for a third in leading the Jets to the 8-player football title on Friday, and to Dexter sophomore Annette Schultz, who won 3 individual events and anchored a winning relay team in leading the Dreadnoughts to the Division II title Saturday at the Lower Peninsula Girls Swimming and Diving Finals. Water is a crucial nutrient for student athletes. Dehydration can cause muscle cramping and fatigue. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball! Play ball! Play ball!
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Just like teams and coaches prepare all week for a football game, officials also spend hours every week preparing for their upcoming assignment that Friday night or on Saturday. Many of our officials around the state are accessing a system called Huddle, which is a video sharing system in which schools are sharing game film with officials to review last week's performance, as well as looking ahead at the style of play that the upcoming opponents will be using. Also, officials spend a great time pre-gaming as a crew, talking about rules, mechanics, coverages, and how to best communicate with each sideline during the game.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. Tis the season to be thankful, and as we wrap up the fall sports season, we need to appreciate those things about high school sports that are the reason the games exist. Things much, much bigger than trophies, medals, and championships. Like the thrill so many kids experience this fall just making the team for the first time. Just donning the school uniform. Just running onto the field with their friends and their classmates, in front of their parents, neighbors, and community. The first time they got into the game. That first time their number was called. That first point or goal or touchdown or block or set that they made. The opportunity to get on the team bus. The opportunity to play the cross-town, cross-county, or conference rival. The opportunity to experience all the rewards of playing your best. Because being your best is the reason we have these games. Not who's seeing, who is the best. For all of those fantastic moments and memories that happen to the 99% of the kids that play high school sports, we give thanks on this holiday weekend. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.